Children of the Night by Dan Simmons. Dedication to the Children. Chapter 1.
We flew to Bucharest almost as soon as the shooting had stopped, landing at Altopena Airport just after midnight on December 29, 1989. As the semi-official international assessment contingent, the six of us were met at my Lear jet, escorted through the confused milling that passed for customs since Romania's revolution, and then herded aboard an Office of National Tourism VIP van for the 9-mile drive into town. They had brought a wheelchair to the bottom of the aircraft ramp for me, but I waved it away and made the walk to the van myself. It was not easy. Donna Wexler, our U.S. Embassy liaison, pointed to two bullet holes in the wall near where the van was parked. But Dr. Amesley topped that by simply pointing out the window as we drove around the lighted circular drive connecting the terminal to the highway. Soviet-style tanks sat along the main thoroughfare where cabs normally would be waiting. Their long muzzles pointed toward the entrance to the airport drive. Sandbagged emplacements lined the highway and airport rooftops, and the sodium vapor lamps yellowly illuminated the helmets and rifles of soldiers on guard duty, while throwing their faces into deep shadow. Other men, some in regular army uniforms and others in the ragtag clothing of the revolutionary militia, lay sleeping alongside the tanks. For a second, the illusion of sidewalks littered with the bodies of Romania's dead was perfect, and I held my breath, exhaling slowly only when I saw one of the bodies stir and another light a cigarette. "They fought off several counterattacks by Loyalist troops and Securitate forces last week," whispered Donna Wexler. Her tone suggested that it was...